This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Governor John Bel Edwards and the Louisiana Department of Health announced the $1 million grand prize cash winner and the last five $100,000 college scholarship winners of the Shot at a Million campaign Friday. A retired schoolteacher from Bossier City, Janet Mann, was the $1 million grand prize winner in the state's COVID-19 vaccine lottery, designed as an incentive to boost vaccination rates. And to encourage more college students to get vaccinated, the governor announced a new incentive campaign called Shot for 100. As a huge percentage of COVID transmissions are among ages 18 to 29, which is also among the largest age group of unvaccinated adults.
At participating colleges and universities, students will be given a deactivated Visa card upon their vaccination. And then they will register online at shotfor100.com, and that card will be loaded with $100.
Louisiana is still near the bottom of states with the most vaccinated against COVID-19 and leads the nation in daily number of COVID infections. Edwards and healthcare officials have been pushing for more people to get vaccinated. Vaccine compliance has been increasing a bit as other Louisiana politicians have been encouraging their constituents to get vaccinated. Appearing on CBS Face the Nation Sunday, GOP Minority Whip Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise, who had only recently been vaccinated, made these comments.
Look, I had antibodies, and so I ultimately made a decision once I saw the Delta variant picking up that I thought it was important to get vaccinated. And I have high confidence in this vaccination. It's safe and effective. And I think we ought to be encouraging more people to do it.
The latest data from the CDC shows 38% of Louisiana's population is fully vaccinated. This is Red River Radio.